Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head,
your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry,
I'll always be your muffin head,
your cuddle bug,
your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations,
giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
you back, that holds you back from living life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Swallow your fears. Swallow all the things that are holding you back from living life. I love that song, not just because the lead singer is my brother, John Stringer, but those words speak to me. I don't know about you guys, but it speaks to me because there are times when I get fearful. There are times when I'm afraid. There are times when I'm saying, oh, okay, I feel grounded and I trust the process, but right now I don't know. I got goosebumps from that song. I almost want to play it again, but no, don't do that. You can listen to it later. Maybe I'll play it at the end. I don't know. We'll see. This is my show. I can do what I want to do. State of Man. If you want to find out more about them, their website address is stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. And, of course, the title of the song is Swallow Your Fears. Ah, that's like a prayer. I'm done. All right, thanks for listening. I'm out. I would not dare do that. That would be a mistake that I would regret. No, absolutely not. It would be something different. Because it's no point regretting mistakes. Oh, stop. You're going into the show. Slow down. Slow down. You get ahead of yourself sometimes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. I am having too much fun. I can stand it. Yes, I can. I can. I just love the transformation that happens. It is so nice to have you here. And you are listening to Ask Life Coach at a new show, a new format for regular listeners. Yes, on Thursdays, we used to do masculinity and spirituality. Guess what? It's all about change. It's all about transformation. It's all about listening to that inner guidance. Because right now, right where you are, the voice is speaking to you. What are you being led to do? So, yeah, masculinity and spirituality was so much fun while it lasted. But guess what? It's not the end of it, because we're always going to talk about masculinity and spirituality. We're going to talk about spiritual transformation. We're going to talk about parenting, ancestral blueprints. We're going to talk about everything. I mean, we're even going to talk about taking sex out of the box. I have a friend who facilitates a workshop called Taking Sex Outside the Box. And this morning I was, you know, doing what we all do nowadays. If you do your spiritual practice, then you do your spiritual practice. If you don't, you just wake up, pick up your phone, and go on your computer, check Facebook. So there was something I saw on Facebook that said something about that May is actually the National Masturbation. Is it National? Yeah, National Masturbation Month. I'm like, really? So I was reading some information about that. I said, oh, it'd be nice to do a conference, to do a show around that. But anyway, we're going to talk about all things human, all things spiritual. It's just about moving us from where we are to where you want to be. And today we are talking about mistakes. Have you made a mistake lately? Did you beat yourself up? Are you mad? Are you angry that you made a mistake? Are you still regretting mistakes you made in the past? We're going to talk about it. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Betty Pegues, my co-producer, will be joining us very soon. Life is happening. And I get to do what I used to do, which is fine. And now I'm actually doing freestyle today. I don't have my notes to self. So I'm totally open to spirit. So when I'm asking you to embrace and surrender to mistakes, I'm doing the same thing. So if I make a mistake today, we'll just keep it rolling. We'll just start over again. I don't have any notes in front of me, so I'm closing my eyes right now. Announcements. Yeah, that's what we do after we welcome people, isn't it? And then we look in the chat room. Great, got it. I'm on track. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. So much questions, so let me get to it. So much questions to address today. I love answering questions. Let me just tell you that. I love helping people see, just noticing, helping you see your blind spot. I said in one of the shows I did that I'm like that side mirror where you indicate, you signal you're changing lane, and you look in your rearview mirror, which is not the only mirror to look at. You must always turn your head if you're a real good driver. But most of us don't. We look in the rearview mirror and we chain like, oh, where did you come from? See, there's a lot in your life going on right now that is around you. But because you're not looking in the right mirror, you'll be like, whoa, how did that happen? How did you get into my life? Oh, I can't stand people like this. Well, I'm like that side mirror so that you can see a broader perspective. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're going to have fun. It's Thursday, and let's just let it hang out. Let's be free. Let's bring our fears to the table, and hopefully I get to the announcement. But right now I'm in this flow, and what else do I want to say? Yes, TGIF. Yep, I said it's Thursday. I said TGIF. Okay, regular listeners know where I'm going with this. New listeners, TGIF. Thank God I'm free. So it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. You can always say TGIF. Thank God I'm free. Now let's go to the announcement. Next Wednesday, Betty Pegues, my co-producer and co-host for State of Man. No, not yet. She's my co-host on Spiritual Tag Team on the first and second Wednesday of the month. Spiritual Tag Team is, don't look at the chat room, you're going to get distracted. Spiritual Tag Team. This is what goes on in my head, but I can handle it. See, there's a lot of people in my head, but we get on very well. So anyway, Spiritual Tag Team is where Betty Pegues, the psychic, and me, the life coach, come together. We step into the ring and we say, bring it on. What's your challenge? What are you dealing with? What's the blockage? What's holding you back? We're just going to knock it down. We'll knock it down energetically, universally, and then we'll give you action steps. And then I would even challenge you to call us back. You know, make you accountable for what you say you're going to do. Don't just ask, do you think I'm going to get a job? Do you think I'm going to get married? Do you think my wife is going to accept my proposal? If you do the right thing, someone will. Anyway, I digress. It's that kind of show, and I welcome it all. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for being here. Cheryl, I'm tempted to send you in the corner, but you know, I always like having you here whenever you're here. So don't go in the corner. I won't do it. It's nice to have you back. Actually, I'm not a Gemini, but I'm more than a Gemini. She wants to know if I'm a Cheryl wants to know if I'm a Gemini because I'm always having this conversation going in my head. I am a downloader. I'm always thinking. I'm always reflecting. I'm always asking questions. I'm Aries. I got a lot of energy, and just my thoughts are running so fast, and I can't catch up with myself sometimes. So now I'm going to take a breath. So now, those of you who were saying, I wish you could slow down, I'm slowing down for you. So Cheryl, nice to have you back. Silent listeners, this guy's as guest. It's nice to have you. And feel free to register with Blog Talk Radio so you can interact in the chat room, and you can call in 347-426-3346. We've got Kefir is in the house, my brother, my passionate brother. It was nice having you sharing your contribution yesterday. Sylvia Nahali, you know I want to hear some updates now, Sylvia. I need to, you can send me an email. Go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Send me an email. I want to know what's going on. If you called in, I want to know if you've made some steps. If, you know, when you get the aha moment, and you get, and because when you have an aha moment, you're already shifted. The healing's already happening. But then it helps when you put action behind it. And Cheryl, if you can't catch up with me, then, you know, just try your best. 347-426-3346. Celeste is in the house. Tamara Joy is in the house. Glenda is in the house. Who else is in the house? Make yourself known. Represent, because we're going to call you. We're going to call you out. Now, let's do this. Namaskar, namaskar, namaskar. Let's pull up the first question. Actually, what time is it? What time is it? I don't know. Who cares what the time is? We get to. Oh, well, let's go into the questions. I got an article today. I think I'll pull it up if I need to go to it. But right now, I won't. I'm just going to go to the questions. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I think I said that. Press 1 on your keypad as well, just so we can come to you. Make sure you do that so we know you have a question or comment or thoughts or ideas. Or maybe you're just kind of stuck. And you say, I hear what you're saying about mistakes, but I don't know. I made a mistake, and it's worse than I ever did. Call me. Ooh, Lord. Okay. Call me. I would help you shift that. So today's topic, title, is a question. Are you letting a good mistake go to waste? I noticed that there's a typo under the title, and whoever typed this at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning tight, are you letting a good mistake good to waste? I keep telling him to go to bed early, but he doesn't listen. I need to tell him, go to bed early so that you can avoid typos. Anyway, the title is, question is, are you letting a good mistake go to waste? I am having myself a ball. And wait till I start answering questions. Ooh, I am high. When you align with spirit, when you're doing what you love, when you're just in the flow, whew, you can explode. But we won't do that. I won't do that now until after the show. So, we're just throwing some questions out there for you. Are you allowing mistakes to hold you back? Are you afraid of making mistakes to the point of not trying something new? What's the biggest mistake you've ever made? You know, we want to know, 347-426-3346. What's the best mistake you've ever made, and how did it turn out? Did it turn out well? Are you still regretting it? Or are you actually glad it was a mistake? 347-426-3346. So before I go to the question, mistakes, what are they? They're simply that. It's a take that you miss. And if you miss something, you take it again. They do it in movies. You spend money going to the movies, what, $10 per person, sometimes more. And we come out saying, wow, that's an amazing movie. That was great how they put that together. That was awesome. But do you think of what, how, before that, before they got to the stage where you were able to watch it? They made so many mistakes. They had to take again action. They was, take two, take three, take 100. If any of you saw the president's response to, well, I guess to Donald Trump and all the other people talking about he wasn't born in America, this dinner that they did, you know, and they showed this clip, this trailer about a new movie coming out. So we know the president to be eloquent and speaks very fluently and inspires people. And there's always talk about him using teleprompter, which I'm saying. And your point is, I mean, for me, when I don't look at my notes, I forget what the date is. As a matter of fact, I didn't write it down, so I don't know what today is. Let me think. May 26th? Yeah, that's the date. So anyway, so they had him making mistakes. Let's do that again. Let's start over again. You know, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, and if you're afraid of making mistakes, then you're not living life fully. As a matter of fact, I invite you and myself that we take on mistakes take it on as a spiritual practice. Let's say, how many mistakes can I make today? I'm going to take it on. I'm going to take it on and just celebrate my mistakes. Why are mistakes important? They're a gift, because one, you get to find out what doesn't work. And as a matter of fact, you may actually get a better answer, a better solution, a better conclusion than what you had thought. If you don't, most of the things that we're using nowadays, you think of Facebook, you think of the computer that's right in front of me right now, think of your phone that you're listening to. Somebody made a mistake before it got to your hands, before they can actually program the things they program. They made a mistake. As a matter of fact, all the major corporations are every day making mistakes, but they use us as guinea pigs. But what they do is they don't tell us they made a mistake. They send us a software update. You got to update your software because we made a mistake. And we say, oh, thank God. Thank God they sent it to us. We click it. But they never come out and said they made a mistake. There's another computer company. You know, I ain't like Oprah. I'm not even going to say the name. I don't have people around me. I just have the people that are around me in the invisible realm. And sometimes I'm not always listening to them. But if I listen to them, they'll give me the guidance to what to say, and they'll protect me. So I trust they're giving me guidance right now. So the guidance they're giving me is, there's a major computer company. They came out with an operating system. That operating system sucked. When I hear it, I'm like, run. I give the peace sign. See if you can read between the lines. Peace sign. I'm out of here. If you put up, anyway, leave that alone, Adam. Keep moving. That operating system, I can't stand. What did they do? They come up with something else, and they said, oh, you want to go to this one, it's the best one, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody makes a mistake. And if you're, you know, life is really about failing your way to success. Failing your way to success. Failing your way to success. In order to say you're successful, you've obviously gone through some failure. And failure is not a bad thing. We need to break that out of our consciousness. We need to start seeing life differently. failure is not a bad thing. Of course, from an ego perspective, the egoic mind, we have this deadlines and things and how we want to look, and we don't want people to think we don't know what we're doing. Sometimes I listen to my show. If I make a mistake, I'm like, oh, my God, I wonder what the listener said. And then I just get this still small voice and get over it. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. So when you fail, you can at least know what doesn't work. There is a difference between being authentic and being perfect. Being perfect will get you stressed. Being perfect will get you, will kill your spirit. Let me put it that way. But when you step into being authentic, you can embrace your mistakes. Cheryl is in the chat room. You know, she put a post on her Facebook wall about this guy in England who has no arms, no legs. Okay, can we say that God made a mistake? And that brother is inspiring people. It's bringing people to tears. What mistake is holding you back today? What mistake is holding you back? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Betty, nice to see you. Welcome to the house. Now, let's go to the question. Let's go to the questions. Let's see here. Let's do this. I'm multitasking and multi-doing, as I always do, but Betty's here, so I won't have to multitask. What question am I going to go to first? Well, let me share a story. Let me go to Facebook here. somebody who made a mistake was just doing that ego thing. They want titles. They wanted to look a certain kind of way. And they learned a big lesson. Let's pull this up. Let's scroll down. See, I'm making you feel like you can see. Radio is theater of the mind, you see. So I'm helping you see what I'm doing. So the question that we pose to all of you is, what is the best mistake you've ever made that turned out well for you? Emily said, well, going to Iraq as an advisor for the purpose of adding diplomat to my title. Yes, I was that ego-driven. So much so, you're going to go to Iraq. Well, it's a good thing. She said, it was the wake-up call I needed to stop seeking my worth externally and jump-started a deeper process of inquiry that changed my life. Just think about that. Even though when she said, yes, I was that ego-driven, and we have this tendency sometimes to criticize the ego. Oh, don't listen to your ego. Excuse me. Don't listen to your ego. Oh, the ego this, the ego that. The ego is not a bad thing. You spiritualize your ego by blending it with your creative self, by listening to your God self. But the ego represents your left brain, and when you tap into your right brain, when you tap into the spirit realm and not just deal with the intellect or logic, the ego helps you to move this forward. This show came from a spiritual, from a place of intuition between Betty and I. And then from an ego mind, this ego, see, there's a time where your ego is just all about looking good. It's all about looking good. It's like a teenager who gets in a fast car. They just want to drive so fast because the car can go fast. But if you have somebody who is mature, when they get into that car, yeah, when there's an opportunity to drive fast, they will. And when it's time to slow down, they will. So your ego, if you spiritualize your ego will support you. So Emily realized that, okay, I was ego-driven, but that ego-drivenness, if you will, helped her realize, no, you got to tap in. You got to connect with yourself. And when you're led from within, transformation happens. 347-426-3346. Oh, I'm breaking up? Okay, well, let's try this. I hate it when I break up. Let's try this.
I do not like it when I break up. That's when I have a challenge embracing mistakes, because I want people to hear what I'm saying. And I do have a tendency to be perfect. So I love perfection sometimes. So now, I know this is much better. Thank you, Beth. Now, let me get back in the flow. That's what happens when you break up. You break out of the flow. And how do you bring yourself back into flow? you just go to. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addy, and the number is 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. If you have any questions or comments, we're taking your questions, 347-426-3346. Now, there's a question that I'm going to hear that was emailed to me, and let's scroll down here. Buying time, having fun. Anybody take a breath with me while I pull this up? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 browsers open. And then my mind just clicks different browsers, even the ones that I don't need. I'm like, oh, that's not the one I need. So here we go. Here's the question. Here's the question via a regular listener who you all hear often. excuse me. Celeste. So here's the question. The question is, well, I was told, well, I'm going to do so that the listeners can get an idea of what's going on here. So Celeste is asking a question for somebody else. And I think the person rather may not say their name, so I won't. But for whatever reason, she's estranged from her sons and their children. And she, okay, let me read what she says. Okay, here we go, let's see. Okay, so she said, this is the question. Is there anything that I can do to proactively engage with my sons and their children? I don't want to exclude my daughter-in-law. There are moments of connection, but I don't want to get in the way of the universe. I can stop right there, like Steve Harvey would say. Stop right there. I won't, but I'll come back to it. I am used to saving the world. Good luck. I am used to saving the world. Now I am focused on praying and listening to God. Any suggestions? I'll call her Lady X, because I think the name doesn't, she don't want me to say her name. Lady X. Why do we use X anyway? It doesn't matter. Keep going. Lady X, you said, is there anything that you can do to proactively engage with your sons and children and their children, your grandchildren? Oh, yes. Let's start with that. Yes. Call them. Pick up the phone. Now, there may be something when you and you're nervous, how you're going to receive that they're going to hang up the phone on you, or they're going to make you feel bad. But here's the first thing you want to do. The most proactive thing you can do is call them or go to the house. Now, I don't know what else has happened because you didn't put that here, or yeah, you didn't tell Celeste to tell me, or whatever the case may be. But if there's clearly some mess to clean up. So with the mess that needs cleaning up, when you call, it's taking you, phones are sometimes easy. Do not text. Do not send emails, but you can. But maybe you can do emails, don't text. But when you do make that initial contact, reach out and just be as true to yourself as you can be. Confess, if you will. Not blame yourself. Not being judgmental, just recognizing that things have happened in the past that you want to correct. You may even say, well, I may not have been the perfect grandmother. I may not have been the perfect mother. But just tell the truth. Now, your son and daughter-in-law, they have a choice. They can either hang up and say, we're not interested, or they can listen. That's a choice. Their choice, not yours. But one thing is, when you confess, when you tell the truth, that's what confession is. You can go confess to a priest, but sometimes we just need to confess to ourselves. And sometimes when we confess to ourselves, we beat ourselves up. So you may want to confess to a good friend who can hold the light of truth for you. So when you confess, that more than likely will activate the love, the compassion within the person you're talking to, within your son. And say, I want to correct things. I want to do things differently. You can just end right there. You said, you don't want to exclude your daughter-in-laws. Well, that takes care of that. There are moments of connection. Yeah, that's how you connect. It's really simple. Human beings, we connect by communicating, by expressing, by sharing, by telling the truth. Now, you said, I don't want to get in the way of the universe. You can't. No matter how hard you try, you ain't big enough. Get over it. That's the least of your worries. The universe will knock you out of your senses, and that's what's happening right now. I say that in jest. Because you're sensitive, Celeste will tell you that you know, don't take him too serious. He's a trip sometimes. No, you cannot get in the way of the universe. Now, you can get in the way of yourself through fear, through regrets, through judgment, through criticism. You get in your own way doing that. You say, I'm used to saving the world. Well, you ain't doing a good job because the world is in a mess if you have some people. So it's a good thing that you've given that up, that now you're focused on praying and listening to God. And when you pray, you got to move your feet. When you pray, you got to move your fingers and dial that number. Because prayer is not about asking God to do something. Prayer is simply reminding yourself that what you desire has already been done. Prayer is a shift in consciousness. God don't need your prayer. That's another show. That's another topic for another show. But God doesn't need your prayer. Can you imagine God waiting for prayers? Well, they haven't prayed to me yet. But if you believe in that kind of God, have at it. You know, that's all I got to say. Let's move on. But when we're talking about a God that transcends the human, that transcends the human understanding, the life force that moves through you, the God sense, the divine intelligence, it's intelligent. It doesn't need you to tell it what you want or need. It is divine intelligence. It knows all. It knows even before you can think the thought. The fact that you can think the thought, it is it thinking through you, and you think you're thinking the thought. Okay, I know. I told you, I don't know, today's show, I'm just sort of, I don't know what's going on. Okay, ooh-wee. So there's another, so I hope that answers your question, Lady X, and Celestia, you can pass it on. Let's check here. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Interesting. Wow. Okay, live. This is live radio. I got an email from a friend, and they just kind of sent me. I didn't even think. Okay, live quote at 347-426-3346. Number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. There's some people on Skype. I don't know if you have a keypad, but find a way of pushing that button. We want to welcome you, American Hero Radio. Cheryl, silent listeners, Kamau, my brother, it's nice to see you all the way from Spain. Kefir, Nahali, notably Nisi, Tamara Joy, Celeste, Glenda. I don't know that number, so I want to go with it. let's see, what do I want to do? I'm doing so many things. I feel like I'm doing so much today. Do you guys feel that? You mean no? Yes, you do. Okay, let me scroll. Let me look in the chat room here. Thank you for that. Okay, let me go to what I got from Facebook. Actually, what I'm going to do. All these people in my head are trying to get in the way. Can y'all leave me alone and let me do my show? I got this. Betty and I can do this. We don't need no help. I'm going to take a break so that I can talk to people in my head and say, listen, I'm busy right now. And then we'll be back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addict. Call in 347-426-3346 and Life Conversations Radio. What do we do? This is what we
Life
do.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community. To the
That's community. What it's about. We are giving a voice back to the community. Now, I've got some questions in the chat room. Well, not in the chat room, Facebook. I asked a question on Facebook. What is the best mistake you ever made that turned out well for you and why? So, Sunny said, getting married. I guess that's a mistake, because this is what she said, which is kind of interesting. she said, getting married and a few years later having a baby. So I guess getting married was the mistake. Having a baby was how we turned that right. Soon as it happened, divorcing. So she divorced the man. So she got into this mistake. She had a baby, and she said, thank you for donating the sperm. I'm out of here. I got what I wanted. So B, let's keep it moving. I think there's another question in the chat room. Let's do this. And let's scroll up. You're listening to, here's a question from Chelsea. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. I'm feeling and sensing there's another question I need to get to, but I can't remember where it is. I don't know where it is. But anyway, let's deal with what is right in front of me now, in this very moment now. Chelsea from Seattle, Washington. Okay, I didn't finish painting a picture that she thought. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, I need to. Okay, help me out, Betty. Okay, I'm just gonna read what is typed here. I didn't finish painting a picture that she thought she made a mistake. Okay, I guess she's saying that Chelsea did not finish painting a picture, and she thought she made a mistake on, and her teacher submitted it to a contest. I'm going to have to read this. I'm going to have to take a break to read this and make sense out of it, because the way it's written, it's like, you know, from too many people's perspective, at least doing my head in. 347-426-3346. Let me look at the chat room for any questions. Let's see. 347-426-3346. Let's buy time and play some music while I figure out this question. The question, Life Coach Ada, is, what is the question? I don't know. Stay with me. Listen to this while we do that. Turn this up. I'm just in a form today. I think I figured it out now that I stopped reading and talking. So Chelsea, see, I just said, she did finish a picture. She thought she made a mistake. Her teacher submitted to a contest, and she won. It was a picture of a killer whale. Interesting. I would like to know more about that. The number is 347-426-3346. And let's go back to, I feel like I need to clone Betty DeGuise, and I need to clone myself, because today there's a surge of energy that is rushing through me, and I'm just going to take a breath. It's that simple. It's really that simple. So, those of you that listen, are you allowing mistakes to hold you back? Oh, I saw something. That's what it was. Don't you love it when you're intuitive and you just become still? How is that music playing? You started playing it. I'm coming to see a call. We got a question on the switchboard. Let me go back. Now, Harley was sharing something earlier that I saw. That's what it was. Okay. So, now Harley called in, and she was trying to figure out this whole thing about goal setting, and she's trying to create a... Well, no, she's not trying to create anything. She's listening to the inner voice. She's listening to something within and saying, it's time to... to step into the next level, to step into your greater yet to be, she said. So I asked her earlier, I said, well, give me some updates. She had an aha moment. She had some breakthrough while I was working with her on the phone. And now she said, I am stumped. I feel free of that burden. I don't know what to do anymore. So clarify that for me. Oh, she said it's too personal to talk about. Well, that's great. If you break through this, it will transform your life. So you can either send me a private email, and I won't tell people that. Next time I read it, I'll say, this is not, I won't tell you that's from the Harley. No, I won't. No, but really, send me an email, lifecoach@a.com, lifecoachade.com. I'm here to support you. And or just send me a private message, and we can deal with it right now. It's no point holding ourselves back in the past. That's the ultimate blaspheme when we don't show up fully. We're here to deliver the gift. You came here to deliver your gift. And that gift, and I'm talking to everybody now, if you don't deliver your gift, if you don't do what you're here to do, you won't be happy. Oprah is doing what she's here to do. And everybody's catching Oprah fever. And we're like, oh, it's so emotional. It's so inspiring. Yes, but your life can be that inspiring. You have a call, like she said yesterday. Okay, there's some questions in the chat room, but I'm going to take a call and then I'll come back to the questions or comment in the chat room. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Life Coach Ade is filling in some of the walls. Bring it on. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, greetings. This is Kefa down here in D.C.
Hello, Kefa. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am wonderful.
Good. It's an excellent topic. And at a time, I did used to struggle with that myself, was like having, and I have made one monumental mistake, and in the same effect of that of my actions was the same effect of positivity, energy, and awakeness that happened to me. And you know, going
through that part again. You said you made a mistake. Say that part because I missed it, actually.
The largest mistake that I did make, I made a very large mistake, but in that same effect, in that same momentum, was the equal portion of success that came from that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody used to say that sometimes blessing seems to come in misfortune, and also what I've heard is that events really hold no value. A single event does not hold a value. I mean, is what you place on the event, the knowledge that you extract from the event, is really what gives the event this, to signify if this is a good or bad thing from what you take from it. And you know, and I'll be personal with me. Now it was a couple years back, and I made a mistake to where I'm completely embarrassed of my actions, how I was. But when I was growing up through this time, you know, I had a lot of bad vibes around because me and my wife got married young. I got a lot of bad vibes from my in-laws, and I'm trying to be somebody who's not me so I can impress these people and make sure they won't think about me. So I'm draining my energy out trying to impress these people. I'm having a real difficult situation, you know, step-parenting, and I'm trying to, you know, parent my children, and I'm having a wrong foundation with my marriage. So pretty much at home, everything is going wrong. I'm trying to find a job. I'm a good brother. I graduated from college. I can't find a job. And so through all these emotional problems, I reacted emotionally. When I was attempting to discipline one of my children, and I'm even to this day, I'm really embarrassed on how that I acted through such, you know, emotionality, most essentially, and just anger. And that anger had nothing to do with them. And I look back and I was like, I cannot believe that I acted like that. And even to this day, I'm completely embarrassed. So at that point, it was a large effect, and we had outside, you know, I guess CPS wanted to investigate and make sure that, you know, what was going on with the family, things of that nature. But at that point, I was able to just be with me because I was separated from my family for quite some time. And then at this point, I had a chance to really just sit there and just think about who I am. And when I just had this, I had this internal signal for help inside of me, and people just started coming, giving me information. And that period right there really made me who I was and made me, I guess, helped me get back to my roots. I had a more positive outlook on life. I used to be so, I had struggled with depression, thinking, oh, I can't get anywhere, even though I had nothing holding me back. Something in my mind was holding me back. But past discrepancies with my father, with my family, I was deep into substance abuse, drinking and smoking marijuana, things of that nature. And through going through that terrible event, being for myself, it made this foundation. It seemed like that was a rite of passage to me, and I took so much value out of that. And looking back, I will never, ever, for one, act emotionally like that. Number two is appreciate everything that I have. I mean, even the simplest things. I may get paid, I guess, you know, $22,000 a year, but I'm appreciative of having that. I'm appreciative of being in nature, and I just see so much and learning so much about operating with love and what my role is as a father and as a husband.
Right.
But even though at that point, and it was, I mean, it's the worst thing that I've ever experienced. I mean, betrayal from your family. And I also saw briefly that the people I was trying to impress, they're going to talk about you anyway. I'm like, I'm wasting all that time,
right.
And, you know,
exactly.
Trying to have people on my good side. I'm wasting time, and I'm not doing what I'm here to do. And dealing and not facing all those old skeletons in my closet were holding me captive now. And I dropped all that. I have never picked up a bottle of liquor or marijuana since that incident. I have been getting I learned the roots of who I really am. Of the foundation of my spirituality. I'm my wife is absolutely impressed about the, and I'm always been a good person, but there's just been something emptiness inside of me, and that one I had to just look back some of these past things that really made me angry. Why am I angry? What is making me like that?
Let me ask you this, Jeffrey. So really, that mistake, as horrible, traumatic, if you will, that it was, it actually, what you're saying, it helped you dig deep into yourself and take a look at yourself from a different perspective, right?
Yes.
And you know, and that what you're sharing is the essence of this show, that when we look at so-called mistakes and we use it, because you said that at the beginning of the conversation, when we look at it to say, okay, what's the value in this? It's all about how we are thinking. And when we're able to turn that around, we will actually see the gift. You know, you said something at the beginning as well, at the beginning of the call, which reminded me of a quote by Napoleon Hill, where he said, every adversity, every failure carries within it the seed of equal or greater benefit. So when we say we've made a mistake, yeah, emotionally we might be depressed or whatever the case may be. But if we can hold on to the idea that there's a gift here, there's something I need to see that I'm not seeing, then we'll do it. Jeffrey, thank you for sharing yourself. Thank you for being so transparent, authentic. I love hearing your story, and continue to do what you do with your wife and family. And thank you, my brother, for calling me.
Thank you.
Let's take another. Thank you. I love you, Betty. I love you, Betty. No, I love you. I don't even mix. I love me some Betty. So anyway, so Cheryl, we're coming back to you. Cheryl, you're next. We're coming to your statement. You're like, did I say something? Yes, you did. You said, well, I was putting you on blast that you've been away for a long time. And you hadn't been the same without you. I've actually had some withdrawal symptoms. I don't drink, but I had some glass of wine because you weren't here. But anyway, you said that you – man, this is not working with me. I was going to read in the chat room or not. You said – what did you say again? Basically, you said that you should never have stayed away so long. But you did. And now you're back. I want to ask you a question. Do you think that was a mistake for staying away so long that you weren't here for like 2 weeks? Let's see, was it 2 weeks or one day? And I don't know, I think it's about just under 2 weeks. I don't know. Do you think you made a mistake? And if you did, what did you learn from it? You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and some shows go a little bit longer. And let's go back to the chat room. And let's scroll up here. I wish I could maximize this. Now, bear with me. If you really can see what I do here, man, you guys give me an award. It's like, how do you do? Someone said to me, how do you do that? Read the chat room and talk and, well, what can I say? When you're aligned with what you're here to do, when you're aligned with your gift, then everything else gets easy. That's not a boastful conversation. That's not an ego thing. That's just truth. So let's go here. Let's scroll this up. Work with me. And now all that talking. Okay, here we go. Nahali, she said, it's too difficult. Oh, it's two difficult issues. One is goals. She said, I still would like to pursue a version of my old goal because I still have a passion. I just can't visualize what that realistically looks like. Okay. So for those of you who listen to the show for the first time or forgotten, Nahali called in, and she had a goal. She had a certain goal when she was in college. And she was passionate about it. She wanted to achieve it. She was excited. And then life happened. She had children. She got married first. Well, I don't know. Actually, I don't know which order. But anyway, it doesn't matter. She had children. She got married, and she went to work. But there is this passion in her to say, I want to express. I want you to express me, push me out. And now Nahali's trying to figure out, how do I do it? How do I do it? First of all, you just got to be really, really gentle. And start from a place of acceptance that your life is the way it is and your life is not a mistake. Let's just start right there. Let's just start right there. The life is not a mistake. So you want to pursue the version of old goals. I'll be careful with the word old. Your passion is always alive. Your passion is always new. What are you passionate about right now? For a minute, put the old goal aside, because I bet you, I promise you that that old goal has now matured into a mother, a woman who has children. That old goal, that old passion is now matured as a wife. So now, from that place, start from where you are. What are you passionate about right now? Right now. Make a list of the things you're passionate about. Don't try to think how you're going to do it, what it looks like, if you have time, if you have the money. No, no, no. Just make the list one step at a time. See, ultimately, and I said this earlier, I think from the question from Lady X, she said she doesn't want to get in the way of the universe. Your passion is seeking to be birthed. But if you keep comparing it to the past, then you hold yourself back. Now, I'm going by based on what I just said from your question. It's a lot easier if you're on the phone and we can really identify what's really going on. It's the passion is alive. Your goal is alive, but there's a belief that you have about who you are now and who you used to be that is stopping you. You have a thought. Maybe a thought about why it can't be done, or maybe it's too late, or stuff like that. There's something going on. And unless you're willing to just break it down. Let's see. I think you have some comments in the chat room. I'm trying to open this everything. Oh, let's see. Okay, we'll scroll down here. No, I can't go further down because I just maximized this screen. Betty, can you, after the comments after Nahali's comment, can you post, can you send, I'm going to X this, can you send another, can you copy and paste what you wrote underneath that? Because I can't get to the bottom of it. And I want to get to the bottom of it. So please, copy and paste what you sent before. I know you did, but I maximized your private, she said. I sent you all the comments. I know you did, but I maximized it, and I can't minimize it now, so I can't read your comments. Oh, please help me. I can't do this by myself. I need help. Okay, so let's go back to Nahali. Nahali said two different issues. She said issue, two mistakes. When I was dating my husband, I allowed to be treated in a manner that was very disrespectful. She allowed herself to be treated in a manner that was very disrespectful. I made the mistake of allowing it to happen and not doing anything about it, like leaving. Sometimes I do regret not taking action. Too late now. Okay. Woo! Let's just take a breath right now. Let's just breathe. And I know everybody has answers for Nahali right now. Girl, you should have left. I would never, whatever. Maybe you're sending her love. Maybe you're sending her compassion. Let's just connect with her right now, because that's deep. Okay? So we got a few minutes left, but I'm going to just give you some things that can help you. Because this is what I'm saying. Earlier I was saying there's something, there's a thought going on. There's something going on that's blocking your passion. So you talk about the goal you had in the past and your passion. But this, I sense and feel from what you put in here, this is the real deal here. Regrets. There's a regret. So you said you allowed yourself to be treated in a manner that was disrespectful. I made that mistake of allowing it to happen and not doing anything about it, like leaving. Sometimes I do regret not taking action. it's too late now. It's too late now. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not too late. It's not too late. Let's start from there. Why is it too late? Do you think you're going to continue to live with this regret? Do you think, and as a matter of fact, now, this may be too personal, but I'm going to throw it out. This is a question you need to ask. Are you still being mistreated by your husband? Are you still being disrespected by your husband? And if that's the case, then you need to do something now. Just because you allowed it back then doesn't mean you allow it to continue. You've heard the saying, when you know better, you do better. Now, if your husband is not mistreating you now and is not disrespecting you and is respecting you and is loving you, but you're still thinking of what happened in the past, there's some work that needs to do, that you need to do around the thought about regrets. Now, I don't know anything about your relationship. I'm just going by what you're putting in the chat room right now. When you say that there's regret, are you regretting that you didn't leave because of how he treated you back then? Or do you actually feel now you're in the wrong marriage? Those are two different questions. So if sometimes we do things, we play mind games with ourselves because we think we're in the wrong relationship, wrong marriage. We say, oh, I should have left back then. If I'd left back then, that wouldn't have happened. Well, let's just say, let me see if you add anything else in here. And I got to do this. I got to do this. Oh, okay, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. So breathe. I got to extend the show just that I got to complete this. Woo! So I'm going to keep talking while I do some things behind the scene here. If you are unhappy in your marriage right now, it is not too late to correct that. Now, if I was working with you one-on-one, we can get to the bottom of it and see what's really going on. But if your justification is, oh, I'm unhappy in my marriage right now because I didn't leave back then. No, don't do that. Don't do that. And I need to do this. Okay, work with me, computer. Work with me. Okay, my heart is beating. Oh, no, that ain't going to happen. Ah, there we go. I'm trying to extend the show, so just bear with me. Because I want to complete this conversation, and there's another... Ah, here we go. You guys don't know what I go through to bring this show to you. I need help. When it gets stressful, make yourself laugh. Be silly. Come on, computer, work with me. Here we go. Oof, Lord. You know that kind of... Let me get that. When things are happening. All right, here we go. Ooh, almost there. Come on. Breathe. Everybody say this is light and love. I need it right now. Oh, no. That's not going to happen, British lady. No. Update. Come on. I hope you guys can hear me, but I'm going to do it anyway. So if you guys can't hear me in the chat room, then just come back and listen to the show. I done my part. I'm all sweaty. Whew, the mind will get you trapped if you allow it. Okay, so let's see here. Now, those of you listening online, let me know if you can still hear me. And if not, I know those of you on the show can still hear the conversation. I know that much. So let's go up here. You can see the... Okay. Oh, wow. This is okay, so let's see. Let me read this. I said, okay, let's scroll up. It's too late to leave now, she said. He's a good dad, provider, etc. We're doing okay. No, he doesn't beat me or anything like that. Oh, that's deep. I don't know what that said, but I have to leave in 10. She got a meeting, she got to leave. Okay, well, but the thing is, there's definitely regrets here. You're saying, so... You really got to connect with what's going on with you. Now, actually, let me put that differently. You've got to tell yourself the truth. You're saying, it's too late now because he's a good father. Now, if that's not what you mean, you can correct me later or do it now. But you're saying he's a good father, he's a good dad, provider, etc. Yes, great, and I'm happy to hear that. But you are still living with regret. So when you think of moving forward, and now when I'm saying moving forward, I'm not telling you leave your marriage. That's not what I'm telling you. Moving forward in yourself, in your life, and what you want, it sounds to me that you use what happened in the past, and you didn't leave, and if you had left, this wouldn't be happening. But he's a good dad. But he's a good provider. No, let's put him to the side for a minute. If you were to say yes to you right now, what would you do today? Don't come back and say, oh, but he's a good dad. No, right, granted, he is that. But you answer that question for you. If you were to do something different for you today, what would you do? And if you can answer that question honestly, you get close to what's really going on. Don't use that the fact that he's a good dad and good provider. That's the reason why it's too late. Too late for you to live your passion. It's never too late to wake up. It's never too late to live your dreams. But you consider everything and your passion, that passion that you're feeling is the God in you as you saying, come on, come on. Something deep, something within you wants to be birthed. Let's get ready to release the show. I saw something from Cheryl. She said, the mistake, the belief that we are stuck in anything is too late. Oh, she said, that's a mistake. I heard that. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. Well, if I missed your comments in the chat room, bear with me. All is well. You know, there are no mistakes in God, so I'm not tripping. And let's see. I'm scrolling up in the chat room. Cheryl said, oh, so you're Virgo. I don't know if she's talking to me, but funny enough, she said that. My moon, no, my rising is a Virgo, which would surprise me. Can you imagine someone with so much energy that has a tendency to be perfect? Sometimes he talks so fast he doesn't think about what he's saying and he wants to be perfect. Ha! I love me for me. Okay, I'm wrapping up the show. I'm releasing the show. Let's see. Any other comment? Loud and clear. Nahali has a man. Thank you, Betty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back here on Life Conversations Radio next Monday for another show, another session, another episode of Ask Life Coach Ade. And you can send your email to us, your questions, by going to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, or just go to the page, Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. And put your questions on there, and we'll get to it. Thank you all for your love, for your questions, for your energy. So many comments. Yeah, don't forget to favorite the show as well. There's some more comments still coming in. You can go to my Facebook page and read what people are saying. Someone said, do I have to list their first and last name? No, you don't have to tell people's name. Those mistakes help me grow in ways I never would have otherwise. That's it. Mistakes, if you take them for what they are, you realize they're actually a gift. It's not a failure. It's not you didn't fail. It's a gift to help you step into yourself. I'm out of here. I released the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. With all that went on, with all the happiness, giddiness, and the excitement, we made it to the end. Thank you, Timothy, for your comment. I appreciate you. All of you in the chat room, we'll be back. And tomorrow, don't forget, myself and my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, we co-host a show called The Business of Being Radio Show. The Business of Being Radio Show. To find out more, go to thebusinessofbeing.com. Thebusinessofbeing.com. Tomorrow's show is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be well, be still, and I'm going to end the show, release the show again with this song that I played at the beginning because it is just so important. Anyway, we're daring you to live your best life right now.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And here's State of Man, Swallow Your Fears. We started the show with State of Man. We're going to end with State of Man. Swallow Your Fears. You can go to the website, You can go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com, stateofmanmusic.com. Swallow your fears and live life fully now.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.